T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This podcast is presented by David Lowe & Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
Good friend of the show, Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst, who I've seen at the last couple of games, and I never get a chance to talk to him. Brian, good morning. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Joe. Zach, good to be with you guys, man. I'm doing fine.
I've seen you. I know you've had some of the national games on radio and stuff, and I see you, and you're down on the field late, and I got to go back up. So I've missed you a couple of games. Brian, got to ask you, yesterday I didn't expect that much action on the NFL trade deadline day. It's never really been a big deal, and, man, there were some big ones, and we had one down here. What did you think of Jay Ajayi to the Eagles for a fourth-round pick?
I was surprised. Joe, I mean, I was surprised. I guess a lot of people were. I don't know a lot of the inner workings. I know Mike Tannenbaum and Howie Roseman are real close. You know, they've done a lot of deals here, obviously, with Kiko and Byron Maxwell over the last couple of years. But I was surprised at that. I saw Jay, like you're saying, you know, in Atlanta 3 weeks ago, and he had a really good game. And even down 17-0, I was complimenting Gase that day for staying with him and not getting away from the run. And it paid off. And he looked like, you know, a franchise-type back. Now, the last 2 weeks against the Jets and Ravens, not so much. But, you know, is that just because that's a really good front in Baltimore and there was just no room to run? It seems like when Jay gets a big run and he gets that train going, he's going to put up good numbers. But I'm not sure what to make out of it from the Dolphins' standpoint. I know the Eagles are ecstatic that they get a 24-year-old running back that – has been productive in this league.
How's that gonna work with he and LeGarrette Blount, another big back? Will they just rotate carries? How do you see that playing out?
Well, I don't know exactly. I mean, Corey Clement is a rookie from Wisconsin who's played well. I think the Eagles traded for Jay Ajayi to be the starting running back. LeGarrette Blount struggled in pass protection right now. Their most important commodity is Carson Wentz. He's taking too many hits, and teams are attacking the running back. In pass protection right now. I think Jay Ajayi is an upgrade in that department, but I believe they traded for him to become the starting running back.
Brian, Philly all in right now, 7-1. Carson Wentz playing like an MVP or first half of the season MVP, playing great, and this team really offensively and defensively playing great. Would you be surprised at this point if Philly doesn't represent the NFC in the Super Bowl?
Well, it's still early, Joe. You know, New Orleans has won 5 in a row, and Seattle just picked up a left tackle yesterday, and they got a quarterback who's pretty much a Houdini act every week in a championship-level defense. So I'm not ready to crown them champions or anything, but it's a really good locker room, Joe, really good locker room. Everybody's about one thing, and that's to win. There's nothing that's on the inside that's divisive at this point, and they're well coached. Now, they lost two really good players 2 weeks ago. They lost Jason Peters, who was playing as well as any offensive lineman in the league, and they lost their starting middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks. Like anybody else, Green right. Bay, pick a team. You know, you just can't sustain too many losses to great players.
Hey, Baldy, I want to ask you about the Garoppolo deal to San Francisco. What'd you think about that? Did that surprise you? It was surprising to hear Belichick go, that's it. I went as long as I could, and it was time to make the move.
Well, I was surprised. Look, he doesn't cost him much money. Now, if they want to re-sign him, it does, and that was the issue. They couldn't re-sign him. But, you know, Tom Brady's going into Gillette Stadium today, and he's sitting in a quarterback room by himself.
I mean,
I just think it's odd.
Yeah.
I think that's just weird. I mean, you know, you play with the great Dan Marino. He always had a backup. You know, I mean, there was a lot of different guys that filled that role over time, but he always sat in a room with somebody else. It's just odd. And then, look, I mean, a second-round pick, you know, they're valuable, don't get me wrong, but it's not like the Patriots next season is going to teeter on a second-round pick. I just think losing insurance like that is is you know, may, is risky. And for San Francisco, look, they're struggling in every area. Nobody has had more severe injuries than the 49ers, but I know C.J. Beathard wasn't good on Sunday against the Eagles, but I don't know, Jimmy Garoppolo going in there on an 0-8 team this late in the season, how much can he really help them this year, and is he the answer going forward with the limited number of games that he's actually played?
Yeah, that's going to be, and you're right, I got that vision like you did of Tom Brady sitting in that meeting room at 40 years old going, who else is going to throw today? I ain't throwing this whole damn practice. What's going to happen here? Wanted to ask you about this A.J. McCarron deal. It was just kind of weird. We're hearing reports that Cleveland forgot to call it in after Cincinnati did. This thing is Cleveland that dysfunctional, Brian? Is it that bad?
I think they evidently, Joe, I mean, I think the report is correct that it's a 4 p.m. deadline and they didn't get the paperwork done in time. But it also goes to show you, like, just how confused they are by the whole quarterback position. I mean, look, DeShone Kizer is a good kid. He wasn't ready to come out, but if he did come out, he wasn't ready to start. He wasn't. He's been sat down twice now. It's just, you know, that I'm sure Cleveland Brown fans are just doing the Kim Kardashian eye roll right now. And, you know, about this whole regime and what they're doing. You know, I mean, you're going to make the trade after being 0-8 for A.J. McCarron. That's going to be the solution. That's what the direction you're going to go after passing on Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson in back-to-back seasons. And both those guys are so good and so entertaining and instantly make everybody in an organization better right now.
Ball, do you want to bring it back down here to the Dolphins real quick? 4-3 on the season. Like, we know about the trade of Ajayi. What do you think of this Dolphins team right now in their division? And what do you think about Adam Gase and the way he's kind of handling things, has a problem with a guy and got rid of the guy a couple days later?
Well, look, I mean, 4-3 is a winning record. Everybody would, you know, that's struggling in this league would love that right now. Defensively, they've been very consistent throughout the year, but they've been shut out twice in seven games. They're the last-ranked offense in football. Adam Gase was there, brought in there, to add some ingenuity, creativity, and add some reason to believe that you could have success offensively, and they're last right now. It doesn't look good. I mean, Sean McVay goes to Los Angeles, takes the worst team in football and the number one offense in football right now. That's what I think the Dolphins thought they were getting, and they're not getting that right now.
Yeah. No, it's been frustrating. Who's been the most disappointing team for you, Baldy, so far in football? Are the Giants it for you?
I mean, I think the Giants, the Giants are, you know, not just disappointing, but the thing is collapsing from within. I mean, their best defensive player is the Jackrabbit, and he's suspended right now after they suspended Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Offensively, they never put that team together correctly. I know the injuries, you know, they're hard to overcome, but they've been the most disappointing team.
Brian Baldinger, analyst for NFL Network. We appreciate the time today, Baldy. Obviously, after that big trade yesterday, it happened right on the air 9 a.m. yesterday with us. So, very surprising down here, but it's done. He's an Eagle, and Jay Ajayi, the J-Train, now up
enjoy
in
him up there, Brian.
Well, just real quick, Joe, just for my friends here in Philadelphia, what do you hear? Like, why was this deal done?
Well, Friday, if you go back to Friday, the day after they got their ass kicked 40-0.
Right.
Some of the stuff they felt like mentally, he wasn't ready. He missed some blitz some pickups on blocking. He didn't block well. He dropped some balls, so he's lost a little playing time because he had dropped some passes, and he's just been really frustrated. And I think he's carried it around during the week with how he feels about everything. No touchdowns. He's down to 3.5 a carry. And by the way, I'm a big fan of the guy. I think you go back and we could debate, well, it's the offensive line. No, it's him. I just think the offensive line, he's getting hit on the line of scrimmage, sometimes in the backfield, and just getting what he can. So he's got a little dog to him, but I like that. I mean, he wants to run people over, and he's physical. He can be great for Philadelphia. You're getting a 24-year-old guy who's going to be out and going to have a chip on his shoulder. He plays with a chip on his shoulder. So as I told some people up there, Brian, yesterday, I was surprised. The thing I don't know that's leaked out is how bad things were during the week with the way he was acting, and it was affecting other people and the way he was with the coaches. Yeah. And yeah, I didn't get to see that stuff, but that's been reported by other people. I've done events with him. I think he's great. They loved him down here. He was a popular cat with that English accent. You're going to love being around him.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Good report, man. Appreciate it.
All right. You got it. Brian, thanks for coming on, buddy. Appreciate it. Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst.
You just gave him stuff for his show today.
This podcast was presented by David Lowe and Associates in Fort Lauderdale. If you've had a homeowner's insurance claim denied or underpaid, call 844-96-CLAIM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.